A Canadian Institute for Health Information study released on June 25, 2008, looked at the outcomes of providing funding in several key areas of healthcare provision: hip and knee replacements, sight restoration, cancer, and cardiac revascularization. The study also looked at whether the focus on these areas had an effect on wait times for other procedures not targeted for special dispensation. I'm pleased to introduce Kathleen Morris, Research and Analysis Consultant at the Canadian Institute for Health Information. Good afternoon.
Hello there.
What was the data source for this study?
The data here comes from hospital discharge records, and CIHI has those records for all provinces in the country. We excluded Quebec in this particular study because the data there is collected slightly differently.
Now, what questions did you develop for your study that you wanted to answer? What were some of the focuses that you thought might be interesting looking at how wait times are trying to be reduced and such?
Right. Well, we know that one of the strategies that's being used to reduce wait times is to increase the number of procedures being done in priority areas. So our study took a look at the number of surgeries that were being done both before priorities were identified in late 2004 and then in the 2 years after they were identified by governments across the country as priorities. So that's the first question.
Mm-hmm.
The second question was whether the focus on these, you know, areas that you mentioned has come at the expense of other types of surgery.
Now, what were some of the comments or at least reports from either physicians, patients, hospital administrators, organizations that led to question whether focusing on priority areas may have had an effect on the non-priority areas?
I think there was a sense that, just anecdotally, that there were more priority area surgeries being done. But I think concerns, particularly some of those from the medical community, were that it might possibly be coming at the expense of other kinds of surgery, and they might be being crowded out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, physicians, like all other Canadians, are interested in having the facts to inform some of this discussion.
Now, what were the findings regarding the targeted areas?
Well, what we found is if you look at the four surgical priority areas as a bundle, Canadian patients outside of Quebec received over 57,000 additional surgeries in these wait time priority areas in the 2 years following the First Minister's Agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we did is we looked at the number of additional surgeries, which was 57,000.
Right.
And then we said, how does that stack up in terms of population growth and aging? How
right.
much of it might be explained by that? So what we said is after adjusting for population growth and aging, this represented an increase of 8% across the combined priority areas. So it's exceeding what you might expect from the population growth.
Now, out of those four areas, were there any that accounted for a greater proportion of the total new procedures?
Yeah, what we saw really was that joint replacements and cataract surgery were the real drivers behind the growth.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest increase in the number of actual operations was for cataract surgeries, and they were up 35,000 cases over the 2 years in question. The largest growth in rates was seen in joint replacements, and those were up 22%. Again, in the 2 years following the First Minister's announcement.
We did you look as well as in that two-year period, if the increase was more at the onset and slowed down later on, or did it pick up speed throughout those 2 years?
Yeah, we absolutely did see that the growth was greater in the first year at 7% than it was in the first, greater in the first year at 7% than it was in the second year,
mm-hmm.
where it increased a further 1%. So it held that initial spike and still increased a little bit further. And again, when we're talking about, you know, percentage growth, we're always talking about that's adjusted on top of population growth
right.
and aging.
Now, were there other areas that you investigated in terms of the non-priority areas?
Yeah, we did take a look at what was happening in surgery outside of these four big priority areas. And that was an important question for us because four out of five surgeries are outside of these priority areas. So that's almost 2 million
mm-hmm.
procedures a year. So in general, what we saw is even with the increase in priority area surgeries, other types of procedures held steady over the two-year period. The rates went up slightly in the first year and then went down slightly in the second year.
So pretty stable, though.
Pretty stable. And, you know, having said that, the actual number of procedures increased by almost 100,000 cases over the 2 years. But that's really just what's required to pretty much keep pace with population growth.
Now, is there any data to answer the question about who is waiting for a particular procedure? That is, there were the increases that were measured, and we have those numbers. Did it have an impact, though, on the total number of people waiting? That is, if we look at this as a bank account where you're putting a deposit in of people waiting versus the withdrawal doing the procedures, was it able to actually reduce that level?
Well, the you know, certainly the effect that this increase in surgeries may or may not be having on wait times is the important one. We're not able to tie those two directly together.
Right.
But we do report regularly on the wait time data that's being reported in each province. The most recent update that we have is from March of this year. And what we see is that while the data is improving, that we really don't have enough comparable data at this point to track trends on how long people are waiting. You really need some consistent data over a period of time to understand that. But I think that we are seeing a few pockets of trend data beginning to emerge. And what those suggest, and again, this is just from a few provinces, is that the waits for joint replacements do seem to be going down from the 3 or 4 provinces that have reported consistently over the 3 year period. We would say that the waits for hip replacements look like they're down at least about a month, and the waits for knee replacements look like they're down at least about a month and a half. The picture isn't as clear for cataract surgery, where some are up, some are down, some are about the same.
Is there a mechanism in place that allows you to have access to this data? Because it sounds like it could be a bit frustrating when you're trying to correlate and collect data points and look for trends when the data is not either available in a format that's easy to analyze or at least is not reported consistently enough to come up with some conclusions.
You know, it is a difficult chore. I guess what I'd start with, though, is that the data that's being reported by the provinces was virtually non-existent a few years ago.
Okay.
So it's much better than it was. And most provinces are now reporting on wait times in priority areas, and the timeliness and the detail is getting much better. But we're still facing a difficult situation in terms of making comparisons between the provinces, mostly due to different definitions. So they're all collecting a reasonable wait time, but the question is the definition. And sometimes that may just be a technicality and may not have a big impact on the reported wait.
Right.
And then there's other times where it could. So, for example, one of the differences in the definitions is whether or not emergency patients are included in the wait. So, as you would guess, that could make a very big difference in the reported waits for heart surgery, but might have not too much difference on waits for cataract surgery, which is almost all elective.
Right. It still seems, though, that if the the goal is to have accurate measurements, it still strikes me as I detect a hint of frustration from your end about wanting to have at least consistent definitions so that you're using apples to apples comparisons, which makes it a lot easier to provide that data to people.
Well, I think that while the data is getting better, we're still not in a position where we can really draw conclusions across the country. And until that wait time data improves and becomes more comprehensive, looking at whether the number of surgeries being done in priority areas is going up or down is one way to monitor, you know, whether the strategy of doing more is working. And it also lets us take a look at whether the strategy to do more is having any unintended consequences, like you know, crowding out other types of surgeries or crowding out physician appointments.
So from this study, what further investigations would you like to do now?
Well, I think it's one that we want to keep an eye on because we've seen some differences in the trends between the years, particularly outside the priority areas. While the actual number of surgeries went up in the second year, it didn't increase quickly enough to keep pace with population growth and aging. So from our perspective, that would be a, you know, really a data point, and it's not a trend, but it's something that we observed in every province and it's something that bears watching.
Now, when this study is, I guess, is scheduled to follow and report again in another year or so, is that sort of the plan for this?
We tend to take a look and see how data is evolving. So I think that we'll probably continue to monitor these questions until we hit a point where we're reasonably certain that the weight data is are confident enough in the reported wait time data that we can rely on that.
And do you think that the studies that you are doing perhaps influences or will have an influence on how the provincial governments will provide the information? That is, the more that, as you said today, where there is inconsistency between the provinces and having good data is important to make policy and see if what you're doing is actually accomplishing the goal. Do you think that this will have an influence on how governments will present this information or at least collect it and make it available?
Well, I think it does a couple of things. I think that there is generally goodwill amongst the provinces to look at opportunities to harmonize definitions. And I think that will be evolve over time. I think that really this data, as we said before, was virtually non-existent only a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So in the time frame of data development, it's actually come along quite quickly. So I'm optimistic that over time the definitions will begin to converge. I think that we hope, though, most provinces right now are just tracking weights for the priority areas. And I think it's important to keep an eye on what's going on with the 4 out of 5 surgeries that are outside the priority areas. And I think it'll probably be a while before we have comprehensive data on that. So we'll still need some additional strategies like the one used in this study to monitor trends on the full suite of surgical services.
Kathleen Morris is research and analysis consultant at the Canadian Institute for Health Information. And Ms. Morris, I'd like to thank you very much for giving us some insight into the data, trying to understand what was measured, and some of the potential for advancing the ability to understand and have reporting done in a way that makes everybody's job, I think, a little bit easier to be able to determine if what is being done is actually accomplishing its goal.
Thank you for having me.